Thanks for joining Impact Boom. On this episode...
There is such a breadth of diversity, like in terms of who we are and what we do. So it's just about us having conversations. We talk about business, we talk about farming, we talk about physical and mental health, anything, but just from the perspective of what it's like when you're living on the land.
Welcome to impactboom.org. We search the globe to find the people, stories, ideas, and inspiration to help you create maximum positive impact. Each week, Impact Boom brings you thought-provoking interviews with world-leading practitioners passionate about creating positive social change. These designers, social entrepreneurs, educators, innovators, thinkers, and doers share their projects, initiatives, thoughts, and insights on creating a better world. You can find all the stories, links, and other great content at impactboom.org. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter for the latest updates, or subscribe to the newsletter or on iTunes.
Thanks for listening to episode 477 of Impact Boom. My name's Sarah Ripper, and I'm passionate about sharing the work of positive, creative, regenerative, heart and soul-led people and initiatives locally and globally. And today, we're speaking with Kirsten Diprose. Kirsten is a communications and podcast business specialist who lives on a sheep and cropping property near Karamut in southwest Victoria. Kirsten founded the Rural Podcasting Co., a podcast coaching and agency service specifically for people in rural areas. She has experience in media, marketing, and knowledge brokering in the agriculture, ag tech, and agricultural science spaces, previously working for Deakin University and the agri-food venture capital firm Tenacious Ventures. Kirsten also founded and co-hosts a podcast specifically for rural women called Ducks on the Pond. Prior to this, Kirsten worked as a TV and radio journalist for the ABC in both regional and metropolitan newsrooms. You can still hear her as a regular co-host on the ABC Radio Melbourne's The Conversation Hour and as a regular guest on ABC TV's News Breakfast. Kirsten is also the deputy chair of Southwest TAFE, a board director at Food and Fibre Great South Coast, and a PhD candidate at Deakin University studying podcasting and the local news sustainability spaces. On today's podcast, we'll discuss some of the unique experiences involved in working in the media and living in the country, pathways to nurture local news sustainability in our current digital landscape. Kirsten, it's fabulous to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
To start off things, could you please share a little bit about your background and what it is that's led to the very extensive work that you're doing today?
I live in southwest Victoria in a little town called Karamut. Actually, I live 10Ks north of Karamut on a farm with my husband and two sons who are 7 and 9. And I've been there for about 10 years, but I didn't grow up in the country. I grew up in Western Sydney, so very different. I grew up near Penrith and, yeah, found myself in the country because I married a farmer. I was working in Melbourne as a TV news reporter and just, you know, one night out met a farmer in a bar and the rest is history. This is before the TikTok, not TikTok, before
Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yeah, Tinder days. See, it's all like, to me, it's like whatever the young people do.
And obviously you've had a really extensive career in media. Can you share a little bit more about the current work that you're doing as well as your topic of focus with your PhD? Because I find that really interesting.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, being asked what your PhD topic is like one of those love-hate questions, I think. You're like,
yeah.
Depending on how you're feeling about your PhD at the time. But I'm feeling in love with it at the moment, so that's
right.
Good. But yeah, look, I worked in the media and, look, I still do. So mainly for the ABC, I was a radio and TV journo, got a cadetship there in 2007, which is why I moved from Sydney to Melbourne, because they had lots of people from Sydney that year and it's a national pool and five of us happened to be from Sydney and they sent me to Melbourne. And, yeah, I really loved it there and stayed sort of in Melbourne working on the 7 o'clock news and other programs and News Breakfast. I used to present the weather sometimes as well. And I still work for the ABC now. I do the Conversation Hour in Victoria sort of regularly, about once a fortnight, and fill in on the regional Victorian Drive program, which is great. I love keeping my hand in it just a little bit. But yeah, now I work for myself as well with Rural Podcasting Co., where I've created a business out of telling rural people's stories, mainly using podcasting, of course. But my PhD is looking at podcasting and how it can be used to improve local news sustainability. Most people will know that the last few years have been really hard for local media, mainly newspapers. So that kind of hyper-local media.
Yep.
Where just the business model is essentially broken. And that's, you know, largely due to the Facebooks and things of this world, the advertising revenues just not coming in to those local newspapers. And a lot of them have had to shut. A lot of them shut during COVID as well. That was kind of the final nail in the coffin for many of them. Some have come back and some new ones have popped up, but it sort of isn't the same as what it used to be. And just in general, the media landscape has really changed. So just with digital media, of course. So yeah, it's looking at podcasting and the way that podcasting is used and how people use it and what local news could potentially do or how local news could benefit.
And adapt and leverage that new mode if they're not already utilizing it. Would that be
right? Yeah, exactly. It's a interesting way of, like, you know, a PhD is quite academic. So if you were going to do like an industry study, you'd do like an industry scan and be like, okay, so how many podcasts are there? Or and there's a little bit of that, but it's more going deep into the theory of how podcasting works. And what I'm sort of discussing is the power of conversation and the kind of elements of podcasting that can really bring out stories, bring out truths and connection to the audience. So as you know, you're a podcaster, there's some, I don't know, something magical about the voice, I think, and the connection you feel to the host and also to, you know, the person talking. I'm obviously biased because I love podcasts, but yeah, there is something that's just very engaging. And I think it's more like a community than it is like a radio program. And I work in radio and it's a different vibe.
Yes. Yes. And I find it really interesting. I grew up in the country and I saw what happened with the local newspaper, and that was like 20 years ago. And also, as you would know, how crucial local, all place-based storytelling is. So I love that you're intersecting those two spaces, and I just find that really interesting.
Yeah, thank you. There's been some outlets, it's been like a death by a thousand cuts, and then others that have just dramatically closed. But it's a very different landscape now, and social media has changed the game. But, you know, that's the nature of kind of life now is new technologies. You have to just roll with it and adapt and get quicker and quicker at that.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of your key learnings that you've had in working in media and also in navigating your media career whilst living in a rural space?
Yeah, that was probably the hardest thing that I had to face when I moved to the country was, how am I going to make my career work? You know, I had lots of well-meaning colleagues say to me, like, what are you doing? You know, you're going to kill your career. Because it was right at that time, getting to that point where you, you know, you start really excelling in your career, you understand the skills and you start moving up the ranks. And that's when I married a farmer and then fell pregnant. So, and look, I think a lot of women can relate to that in whatever industry. When you have a kid or more than one kid, you sort of step out of the workplace and stop getting promotions. And that can go on for years because you're going in and out of maternity leave and part-time work. That happened. And I was like, what am I going to do? I already told my husband I wasn't moving until he had the internet set up. And to his credit, he improved the internet. We had satellite and it wasn't very reliable. It would stop after 4 p.m. And then eventually we got the NBN and now we're on Starlink, which is great. So I have reliable internet, and that's very important for me. But I just had this kind of blind faith that everything would be okay. It was, and I guess when you talk about key learnings, it was the notion that I take the skills with me, that yep. It was like, I will make it work. And little did I know how technology was going to improve. This was more than 10 years ago. Obviously, there was the internet, but the whole workplace shifted to my favor in COVID with remote work. And even before that, I got a job that was remote work. I was working asynchronously. There are so many great programs out there where you can have a workplace that's really, you jump in and you jump out. So I knew that my job was going to look very differently, that I wasn't going to be on the nightly news anymore. But I kind of was like, you know, I did that for years and that box is ticked and I had fun. I'm sure there's other ways that I can do what I love from the country.
Absolutely. And you have, and you will continue to do so, I'm sure. Kirsten, I'm very curious about the business that you've created now and the kind of clients that you're working with and the projects that you're up to.
Yeah, thanks. So Rural Podcasting Co. is something that I started in August last year, and it was basically out of the problem of the city not necessarily understanding the country.
Yeah.
And I understand that because that was me. I had no connection to the country before I married a farmer and now live here. So I thought, okay, how can I solve this in a meaningful way, knowing I can't solve the entire problem, but try and get some of those rural stories out there. And I started a podcast a couple of years ago called Ducks on the Pond, which is for rural women. And Ducks on the Pond, it's an old shearing shed saying from the 1800s, which is something the men used to say when a woman was approaching. So it was to alert the other men to behave well and stop swearing. Ducks on the pond. So that's why we took the name, to push back against the idea that if you're a rural woman in the country, you're baking scones and a member of the CWA, and all those things are fantastic, but there is such a breadth of diversity, like in terms of who we are and what we do. So it's just about us having conversations. We talk about business, we talk about farming, we talk about physical and mental health, anything, but just from the perspective of what it's like when you're living on the land. So started that, and yeah, to my surprise, it went really well and we've got a really great following. And so then I just thought, you know what, I'm going to quit my job and start a podcasting business. So the podcast supports itself now, and I might get a little bit of income from it, but not a lot. It's more so the business that I started, that doing podcasts for others, basically, which is what we do at Rural Podcasting Co. So if you're a rural business or organization, I can help in terms of either coaching if you're a small business and might not be able to spend 20 grand on doing a podcast, or if you are an organization, you can hire me to do a podcast for you or part of the podcast. So it's enabling rural people to tell their own stories, which I think is just as important as creating stories featuring rural people, is actually enabling rural people to share their own stories. And so that's what I do.
I love it. Kirsten, what are some inspiring projects or initiatives that you've come across recently that you feel are creating really positive change?
That's such a cool question. I reckon Active Farmers is a great one, if you've heard of that. It is a program that started from just bringing like exercise classes and personal trainers to farmers. So basically, you know, a lot of us, and myself, I'm definitely guilty, you know, it's just you can't get to the gym. It could be an hour away. It could be two or three if you're in Queensland or WA. And when you've got kids, it's like it just doesn't work. So this program brings it to local halls. We've got a personal trainer who's been coming to our local hall so that it's just around the corner and it doesn't cost all that much because it's subsidized. So that's, I think, such a game changer for physical and mental health. And I love that program, and it's just going from strength to strength. So that's an awesome one. I sit on the board at Southwest TAFE, and I'm going to say Southwest TAFE and other TAFEs, particularly around I can really only speak for sort of regional Victoria, but I think there's just some great work there in getting people, I guess, who have struggled with school or come from disadvantaged backgrounds,
yeah,
and finding a way of engaging people. And particularly, I think it's really coming to the fore now that we're in this sort of skills shortage. It's about, there's kind of almost a necessity to like leave no one behind, even though in an ideal society, we wouldn't do that anyway. But I'm seeing this shift, and I think that's really interesting. There is a really cool one, and I can't think of the name, and it's a local one in Warrnambool near where I live, where they're getting fruit that would have been thrown out but is still okay and repurposing it, and people can buy it and turn it into new stuff. And I love that. And I also love the local kind of side of things. I think a lot of us have big ideas and we want to make change in some really big areas, and we can, but start small. Like, start at home is such a good place, and then watch it grow from there.
Yep. Start where you stand. I love it. To finish off, what are some books or resources that you would recommend to our listeners?
Well, I'm going to start with some podcasts.
Yeah. Right.
So The Human Brain is a really cool one, and it just looks at the functioning of the human brain in so many different areas and how you can access your mind in better ways. And it's just super interesting. They look at it as from a science perspective as well as a kind of life perspective. I should just go into my podcast list of things because books, I'm really only reading academic stuff at the moment, which is pretty sad, but you got to draw the line when it comes to your PhD. And because I'm in the car a lot, I listen to a lot of podcasts. The Solutionists, it's another one by the University of Sydney. And I know your listeners will love it because it's all about finding impactful solutions to problems. And another one that I love is called Empire, and it's a history podcast, and it tells beautiful stories. There's three historians who just get on and chat and tell the story of famous people in history. Like, there was one on Cleopatra recently, and yeah, it's really good. And I think you can learn a lot from history.
Absolutely. Love it. Kirsten, thank you so much for your time and your generous insights.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. This was such fun.
Thanks for listening to Impact Boom. You'll find links to the initiatives, people and resources mentioned in this podcast on impactboom.org. Please leave your comments below. And remember, we'll be publishing fresh inspiration and insights to help you create positive impact every week on the website, Facebook page and Twitter.